Thank you. Greetings, friends. For another of those wonderful expressions, the great I am of the Lord Jesus and of God, we turn to Psalm 22, and verse 6, we read this one. Said prophetically of the Lord Jesus, of course, this is the Psalm of suffering, the Psalm of the cross. Let's see, the Psalm that describes the sufferings of the Lord Jesus very minutely upon the cross. It tells us also who and what caused those sufferings, and the reason for his sufferings. Everyone should know is that he suffered on the cross what we should have suffered in a lost eternity as sinners against God, but he suffered in order that we might go free. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus our Lord. The very beginning of this psalm cry, he's crying that the pathetic cry on the cross. When darkness covered the face of the earth, everything went back to night. When God laid your iniquities and mine upon the Savior, and then withdrew and suffered, the sufferings of the Savior would be all at home. He would suffer them by himself, no one with him, no comforters, no one to pity, no one to deliver him. Abram laid Isaac upon the altar, upon the wood on the altar, and was ready to plunge the knife into his bosom. But God caused him to halt. Do thy son no harm. Isaac was spared, but God's only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, went to the cross, and he bare every pain, every sorrow, every heartache, every suffering, so that you and I might be spared the sufferings of a lost eternity. Dear friends, we want to know where love was profoundly shown, not spoken about alone, but shown, then turned to the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son at the cross, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave his Son, the Lord Jesus, to the sufferings of the cross, to become the sin-bearer for you and for me, and he died suffering at the hands of justice, for without shedding of blood, no remission. There's where the love of God was shown out when the Lord Jesus was given to the death of the cross. There's where the love of the Lord Jesus was shown out when he willingly undertook our cause. None of the sacrifices, the animals or the birds, the creatures that were sacrificed willingly were sacrificed, but the Lord Jesus, he willingly gave himself for you and me. Here, friends, is where love is profoundly shown forth. Why, how have we requited that love, friends? Have we received the Savior into our hearts and souls, by our minds, by our souls, by our own act of faith? Have we said, yes, he bore it all for me. Now both the sinner and the surety are free. This is salvation, to realize I'm a guilty sinner, but all my guilt and sin was taken upon the Lord Jesus, and he bore all our sins in his own body on the tree, as Peter has so aptly declared. So his stretched the psalm of suffering with this great statement, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? All the friends and forsook him and fled. There was none to take pity and none to comfort. All stood aloof. And so he cries, O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season I am not silent. But thou art holy, this is the answer. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. But not the Lord Jesus. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But now verse 6. The Lord Jesus speaks of himself. And what does verse 6 tell us? But I am a worm. A worm, W-O-R-M, a worm that wiggles in the dust. And no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people. My friends, where could you find words that describe, as these words describe, the Lord Jesus, and what he went through, what he endured, and what he actually became? This is not a simile, this is a metaphor. He didn't say, I'm like a worm. He said, but I am a worm. Man made him, the great creator, the highest of the high, God over all, blessed forever. Yet man, the creature, the creator of every creature, yet man made him like a worm. Made him a worm of the dust, that they would only tramp on and put him out of this world. They cried away with him, we'll not have this man to reign over us. And they weren't satisfied until he was nailed to the Calvary cross. Oh, my friend, this was man's side of the cross. God's side was that he delivered up the Lord Jesus to suffer and bleed and die for you and me. Hence, if we die without the Savior, we'll not die without salvation having been made for us freely, fully, and at infinite cost, yet we could have had it by accepting the Lord Jesus as Savior. He gave himself for us, and he offers salvation free. Whosoever will may come and take of the water of life freely. Yes, he gives eternal life. I am a worm, he said, and no man. He wasn't treated as a human being even, not even treated as a man. He was treated a worm. But I am a worm. Our fathers trusted in thee and they were delivered. Yes, that was man. But now, man's savior, man's mediator, the sacrifice for man's sin, is now the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, because of what man caused him to suffer and to pass through, and the inhuman treatment that man heaped upon him, and the fact that they refused to believe he was even a human being, he says, but I am a worm and no man. No man, a worm and no man, a reproach of men, just something that was awful, something that man wouldn't tolerate, something that man wouldn't keep, wouldn't have. He was a reproach of men and despised of the people. Yes, the whole multitude cried out, away with this man. They were all of one mind at the foot of the cross. When the Lord Jesus was to be condemned to die, all of the multitude cried out, not this man, but Barabbas. Give us the criminal, the one that was a murderer, the one who caused sedition, the one who committed crimes. Give us Barabbas. Let Jesus be crucified. Oh, my friends, the wonder is that God didn't wipe the earth clean of every human being. But he didn't. He's merciful and he's long-suffering, and he willeth not the death of any, but that all should turn unto him and live. I wonder, friend, have you turned? Have you in your heart and soul, with your own proper person, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know him now as the one who died to put away your sins? Are you rejoicing in the fact that You know he died for you. Have you told others? Do you pray to him every day? Do you read his word, the good word of God, your Bible and mine? Oh, my friend, really are you a Christian, a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? And you can say with Paul the Apostle, I know whom I have believed, not what, but whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know. John says, I write these things unto you that ye may know that ye have eternal life. No guesswork, no hoping, no waiting, but now that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Gracious Father, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus who suffered such terrible agony on the cross that he could say, I am a worm and no man. But we thank thee, Heavenly Father, it was love that drew salvation's plan. It was grace that brought it down to man. The mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary, and whosoever will may come now and accept the Lord Jesus and be forgiven, be made a new creature in Christ Jesus, be made so that when they pass the way of all the earth, or when the Lord shall come to the air, they'd rise to meet him and be with him and like him forever and forever. We thank thee, we pray for our country, for our president, for all the nations of earth and every human being. Trust Christ and be saved, for we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.